Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. I'm so glad you decided to join us today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're talking about mind renewal, and we're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. And we're going to get over into the more of that spirit dominion as we keep walking through these scriptures. I kind of get sidetracked a little bit because the Holy Spirit shows me something or reminds me of something. I hadn't thought about it in a while, and praise God, that's good. We've been camped out in Romans chapter 8, and I want us to move on to Romans chapter 12 a little bit. We've only touched on this, and we'll kind of come back to this passage of scripture as we do, as we continue in the rest of this series. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, from the King James, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren," he's talking to believers here, "by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Now, verse 2, and this is a key scripture in mind renewal, "and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, we talked about that a little bit in detail, a little more detail, about the three degrees or three areas of the will of God, the good, the acceptable or permissive, and the perfect will of God. But let's go back and look at verse 2 real quick, the first part of that, "and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So we're going to be transformed. We will. Our whole spirit, soul, and body will be transformed as we renew our mind. Then our spirits, souls, and bodies can be working in unison, can be in unity. Let's go over to the Amplified Bible for just a minute. Let me find it here. Okay, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 from the Amplified Bible. "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in full view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service," your reasonable or rational, intelligent service, and I love the way this adds it, "and spiritual worship." Wow. One translation, I believe, says it's your highest form of worship, because you're presenting your body, everything, your body, to God. And that's the part that we need to work on, is this, the mind of the flesh is trying to be affected by the body and by the outward circumstances that you've been raised in, the culture, the different ways of thinking, and the different ways you were raised. But look at verse 2. "But be not conformed to this world, or fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you." We renew ourselves, we're transformed by the entire renewal of our mind, the entire renewal of our mind. So we've looked at a couple of translations of that, and it's important for us to understand that renewing the mind is a process. It does take time. I'm going to look at one more translation because this kind of pulls it all together for these two other translations. Romans 12, 2 from the Wiest Expanded Translation. "And stop assuming," now listen carefully to this, "and stop assuming an outward expression that does not come from within you." Man, that is powerful. Lord, help. I'm going to stop right now and pray. Lord God, help us to see how that renewing our minds will enable our minds to stop assuming an outward expression that does not come from within us, from our spirit man. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Stop assuming an outward expression that does not come from within you and is not representative of what you are in your inner being, but is patterned after the age, this age, or the world. But change your outward expression to one that comes from within and is representative of your inner being by renewing your mind, resulting in your putting to the test what is the will of God, the good and well-pleasing and complete will of God, and having found it meets specifications, amen, place your approval on it. I think that's very interesting. So I've got to stop assuming it. And so that's not the little prayer I prayed was that, Lord, help us understand that renewing our minds will help us do this. The way we stop assuming an outward expression is by getting in the Word. Our outward expression is going along with what we've been taught religiously, in families, by the world system, what we've been taught from the outward, from the outside. So stop conforming to that world system, all right? But change that outward expression to one that comes from within, from your spirit man, and is representative of your inner being. It's representative of what of who you are in Christ. That's what we talked about in Romans chapter 7. Paul was struggling with that. He really desired to do that in Romans, and he had to learn that there's therefore now, Romans chapter 8, 1, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So by renewing your mind, all of a sudden you're allowing your spirit man and the inward expression to come outward, to come out. And praise God, that's what, I'm telling you, it's going to make you look weird. It's going to make you sound weird. You're going to do strange things according to the world system. But even though we're in the world system, we're not of the world system. We think differently than the world because we think in line with the kingdom. With the kingdom system, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The world gets upset and can't be happy because on certain things, the world can be happy for a few moments or for a limited period of time or for a season, but they can't express joy because they don't have the fruit of the Spirit in them. So they don't have the Spirit of Christ, and they're none of this. They don't have that. So happiness comes and goes. So they assume this outward expression, and many times when they're ruled by their emotions. Well, what's the difference with a Christian? The Christian can make a difference because he's giving the word out. He's speaking the word out. But many times as believers, we're controlled by our emotions too. And this is what Paul is addressing in the book of Romans so much, is that right, it kind of narrows down right in here. He's talking about we're free from the law of sin and death, and we're now entered into the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, entering into righteousness, walking in righteousness by renewing our mind. So we're not dragged around by what the world says, the outward expressions, but we're, and expressing it that way, we're letting the inward expression of the Word of God and of the Spirit of God flow through us. Praise God. I've said that several different ways. You're probably tired of me saying it, but I wanted to say it in different ways as it came so that you can get a better understanding of it. So we're renewing our mind and putting to the test the will of God. Praise God. That's good. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And I'm growing in those areas. I'm growing in the areas of the will of God. And just like you are, by hearing the Word of God, by getting in the Word, speaking the Word, acting on the Word, meditating on the Word, studying the Word, by renewing your mind, you're growing in the will of God, in the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And then I love it. It says, and once you have found that it meets specifications, that the will of God meets the specifications for you to grow and advance in each area of His will, put your approval on it. I love it. Put your approval on the way you're going to act on the outside, because you're now acting from the inside out, not the outside in. And this is where the mind, the soulish realm, is trapped. Many times, it doesn't know what to do. The flesh is saying one thing, the outward circumstances are saying one thing, but the inner man, the hidden man of the heart, is expressing something different when we put the Word of God in it. The inward man of the heart is speaking life. He's speaking life, praise God. Phillips translates this part of this verse, Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within. Oh, I love that translation. I've loved it for years. I'm going to read it again. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within. From within. You see, you are transforming and changing your mind so that your whole spirit, soul, and body will be transformed together. And as we said earlier, work together as one unit, or work together in unity. Well, let's pray. This has been good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we're learning what your word says. Thank you for these different translations. We can go back to the original language and we can also look at different translations. But more importantly than that, we allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your word, and the revelation knowledge sets us free. I thank you, Father God, that the inward man is dominating the outward man by way of renewing our minds. In this believer, in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.